Email todayradio@rte.ie.
Now, from boarding buses to asking passengers if they are on an essential journey to checking pubs are serving a €9 meal with alcohol, the pandemic has bestowed many new powers and responsibilities on An Garda Síochána over the last few months that would have been unthinkable at the start of the year. So how has this all impacted on their policing performance and indeed on the force's relationship with the public that it is sworn to protect and serve? Chairperson of the Policing Authority, Bob Collins, joins me now in studio to talk us through the findings of the authority's half-year assessment of policing performance. And thank you very much for coming in to us this morning, Bob. Overall, your report really is very positive about how the Gardaí have handled their new powers and responsibilities in the pandemic thus far. It says that their use of the new powers was proportionate and that enforcement was used as a last resort and that there was overwhelmingly positive feedback regarding the manner in which Gardaí policed the health emergency. In terms of reporting, though, and recording how the new powers are being used, are you concerned about how Gardaí are doing that?
Not now, because the powers and the regulations have changed dramatically. I think we were never concerned that there was an unwillingness on the part of the Gardaí to identify exactly what powers they were using. I think there was one area of serious concern to us, and that was in relation to those circumstances where they directed somebody to do something under one of the new powers and the person complied. There was no way, I think they found it very difficult to find a way to record that, which was, in our view, undesirable and a pity, because that was the exercise of a power, to direct somebody to do something that would have been perfectly lawful a couple of weeks previously.
But you're saying what, they had no way to record that?
Well, we thought they simply could have recorded the fact, directed, complied, and that would have been sufficient. And we would have had confidence in the capacity of a guard to distinguish between a direction and advice, where the citizen reporting subsequently might not, if you're advised to do something by a guard, you frequently feel that you've been directed to do it. That in the overall is not unimportant, but it was considerably less significant than the quality of the performance over the 4 or 5 months since the emergency powers. And even before that, the Gardaí had very sensibly begun to engage its role with the community in advance of any regulations, in advance of any formal statutory framework. And I think that the quality of the communication between guard and individual, between the organisation and the public, has been of an extraordinarily high order. More importantly than that, there has been a real change in tone by individual Gardaí, and sometimes quite spontaneously, in their relationship to people. And the response has been phenomenally good from people. That response must be felt by Gardaí. And part of the challenge, I think, that now faces the commissioner, and within challenge, very significant opportunity, is to find ways to ensure that when normality, whatever that is, returns, or when the intensity of the current emergency decreases, that that same sense of engagement with people, that same sense of mutual respect, humanity, recognition, understanding, will continue to be part of the way in which the Garda Síochána deliver their service.
And I wondered, is that relationship, newly found good relationship, as you're describing it, does that extend to young people? Because I know the relationship with young people was highlighted in a previous report in terms of sort of a lack of trust there, or that Gardaí were treating young people differently to the rest of the population.
I think that there were, and we've pointed this out in a number of the reports that we did regularly in relation to the COVID period. People who have had difficult relationship with Gardaí in the past, not necessarily individuals, just categories, groups of people, that presents a barrier that has to be overcome in terms of how to build new relationships. And not surprisingly, some of those people did not have the warm glow in their reaction to COVID policing as the majority, the vast majority of the population did. I think that in relation to young people, sometimes there's a complete understanding of what it is to be a young person, because we all forget very quickly what it is like. Many people, young people, were not at home. Their homes may not be sufficiently big to accommodate everybody at the same time. Their home may not be the safest place to be. One of the things that was understood from the very beginning was that people being cocooned, locked in, locked down at home, was a source of considerable danger, that measures which were taken for the protection of the people unwittingly served to the disadvantage of some. So therefore, domestic violence was, it, we, Everybody knew it was going to increase. It did by 25%. The Gardaí's response to it was fantastic. Children were more vulnerable in homes because they were there all the time in certain circumstances. And I think that young people feel that in the reporting of their reactions, that they didn't have the same warm experience. Now, there's a challenge there for the Garda Síochána to find new ways of understanding, of reaching out to, of reaching into those communities and engaging anew with them.
What about Garda resources then? Because as I said, they're being asked to do an awful lot that they weren't being asked to do in terms of policing people's behaviour, really. Are Garda resources under pressure as a result of the pandemic?
I think the Garda resources are always under pressure because there is always more demand for Garda services than there may be capacity to respond, and therefore priorities have to be established. I think that there has to be a realisation that to achieve some of the very significant changes, the structural changes, the improvements in the quality of service, for some of those to be achieved, there has to be investment. There has been very substantial investment in the Garda Síochána, increased investment over the last 4 or 5 years. There are more Garda members now than there ever have been in the history of the state. And that's reflected in the quality and the range of services that are offered. Sometimes people talk about the visibility of Gardaí. A lot of Garda work is by its nature invisible. If you're engaging in cybercrime, you're addressing a screen rather than people. One of the things that was absolutely clear over the last number of months was the centrality of community policing. And community policing has to be the starting point, the central focus, and that the resourcing and funding of that must not be down the line. That must be a very significant priority. Okay. And there has to be very significant capital investment in relation to renewing information technology. Urgent requirement in very difficult times.
Okay. And we were speaking to Tom O'Malley, who was chair of the expert group into the treatment of sexual offences in court a little earlier in the show. And one of the things that he was highlighting in his report is the lack of specific services for investigating sexual offences and the need for sexual offence units to be rolled out faster. What is needed for this area now, in your view?
I think that there have been very significant developments on the Protective Services Unit. They're now established in 16 of the 19 Garda divisions, and they are being established. The competitions for recruiting the specialist Gardaí for those units are now underway, and all of those will be fully operational before the end of this year. That's a very significant development. Victims services offices are in every division and providing important services. That was also the Operation Fuishef that the Gardaí initiated in the context of the health emergency was a really significant initiative and dramatically well appreciated by people who had been victims. The taking the initiative, going to people, contacting thousands of people, 80-something percent of people who had been victims were approached and reapproached to ensure that they were okay and to make so that they knew that their help was not more than a telephone call away. That has been important and that will continue to be a very significant focus.
Okay, so some good lessons learned during the pandemic. It's just maintaining them, really.
It is maintaining that energy. It is also maintaining the level of commitment at every level, both within the Gardaí and in terms of the, as I said, the capital investment that's required to support this.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in to us to discuss it. That's Bob Collins, chairperson of the Policing Authority. It's just gone 11 o'clock. We'll go now to Brian Jennings in the newsroom.